As a rabbi, I get to offer any number of blessings for healing, for health, for peace. One of the most special blessings I had an opportunity to offer in recent days came just a couple of weeks ago. Gesher Jewish Day School, our local Jewish day school in Northern Virginia, invited me to attend the assembly where their eighth grade class was being celebrated and blessed with Tfilat HaDerech, the prayer for travel, as they were about to head off on their eighth grade trip to Israel. It was actually very exciting to get a chance to do that and to offer those words of blessing for those wonderful young teens as they were getting ready to travel to Israel. I suspect I was particularly invited because we have a TBS teen who is among them. Elsie Disler is a graduating eighth grader from Gesher and a member of our community here. She could not be with us in person tonight to tell us about her relationship with Israel because she's there. She's with her Gesher trip on this magnificent 2+ week days of exploring in Israel, but she was able, in the midst of all of the fun and exploration and study and learning that she's doing there, to send us back just a short video sharing with us one of her favorite memories of her trip so far.
Hey everyone, my name is Elsie. I'm currently on a school trip. As you can see in the background, this is Israel in Jerusalem. So my favorite memory of Israel so far, it was at the Kotel last night because it was Shabbat and everybody was having such a great time and we started a movement and everybody was dancing and singing and it was just a really special moment, and I hope you guys can experience this too whenever you guys go to Israel.
Awesome. Thank you, Elsie. She's doing great, guys. She's really a lot of fun. Fabulous. She introduced us to, as you can see from the view that she had of Jerusalem, and spoke about being at the Kotel for Shabbat, one of the best places in Israel to be able to be, to celebrate there in the midst of Jerusalem. And so it seems only appropriate for us to join together in singing one of Naomi Shemer's, who's known as the First Lady of Israel, of Israeli song, her signature piece, Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, Jerusalem of Gold, written around the time of the 1967 Six Day War, and actually an additional verse added afterwards. We're going to sing the first verse and the last verse and the choruses in between.
Ruach HaAbayim Im Kol Pa'amonim Uftarte Ma'ilam Va'even Shuya Pa'chomah Ha'ir Be'sher Ma'kad Be'sheven Uveli Ba'chomah Yerushalayim Shel Zahav V'shel Nechoshet V'shel Oh.
final congregants to share about their relationship with Israel are Lynn and Jim Sprung. Like Elsie, they too are traveling in Israel at this moment, and they had a chance this past week to experience both Israel's Memorial Day Yom HaZikaron and Israel's Independence Day Yom HaAtzmaut. And let's get their report for us.
Hi everyone, you know that Jim and I are in Israel today, visiting our relatives this week, and we are having two amazing experiences already. Last night, we participated in the community HaZikaron memorial service, where they read the names of people who were killed in the wars in Israel. Very, very moving. It was on a square in Ra'anana. Today, we're about to go to the Yom HaAtzmaut
service party,
the same city, and you can already hear they are doing lots and lots of noisemakers, and there's a tradition that they spray foam. So there are people all over the place spraying foam. Hope to see you when we get back. Bye.
Same city. Two nights in a row, one the somber remembrance of those who have fallen, and the other, I love the video with the lights in the background. I thought Jim was gonna break out a noisemaker at any moment. So much has been said, so many different ways you saw from our congregants on video or in person in their relationship with Israel, their favorite experiences, their memories there. I'm gonna share just one short, quick story, I promise. Yom HaAtzmaut, 1996 was the year that I lived in Israel for rabbinic school. It was Israel's 48th birthday. Nothing particularly special about 48. It was an Independence Day like any others, I suspect. So that night, my friends and I went to the center of the new city of Jerusalem, the touristy area with the bars and the nightclubs and nightlife and shops, and people were having parties and hanging out. It was noisy. There was rock music blaring from the bars, and Lynn is exactly right. The silly foam, the fuzzy, right? People run around and spray that. I don't quite know why, but it seems a fun and exciting thing to do. After a little while there, we wandered down to the area, to the government center, to the town hall. What we saw there was a huge plaza in front of it, and it was packed. It was packed, and over the loudspeaker, they were also playing music. But what we realized as we got closer was that there wasn't, you know, modern music or the music from the bars, but it was music from Israel's founding. It was music from the Yishuv. It was music from the pioneers and the early days of the state. And as we got closer, we realized it was Israeli dance music and that the plaza was filled with people doing Israeli dancing. It would be like downtown covered from wall to wall with folks doing Israeli dancing. And I realized two things. Number one, that some of the people there doing that dancing at Israel's 48th birthday party were not dancing something that they had just learned, but they were dancing something that they had done live and in person in the earliest days of the state, that these were some of Israel's founders and builders that we got to dance Israeli dances with. See, it got me again. Because it was Israel's Independence Day, and we were there with folks who had lived through that and founded and created for us the state doing Israeli dancing. And the other thing, it was a perfect encapsulation for me, uptown, downtown, the bars and the plaza of Israel, the old and the new, the modern bar scene and the music, or the old fashioned Israeli dancing. All we needed was a biblical figure to complete the timeline. Do you think Isaiah knew how to dance? I bet he did. Israel for me is all of our history. It's our past and our present and our future, all layered right on top of each other, all mixed in together. It's the place where Jewish values can come alive in the best of ways, and the way that we strive to live them in the best of ways. And so if you read your email bulletin earlier today, you'll know that I'm about to announce that I've begun exploring, laying the groundwork for a TBS congregational trip to Israel in June 2024. It's going to take us a little while to plan, but we are setting up that we will even be able to take that trip. So if you are interested in going, like our congregants who you've heard from tonight, and are interested in discovering your relationship or deepening your connection with the land of Israel, send me a quick email. Tell me now tonight, but send me a quick email. Sharon's already raising her hand. For June 2024, for our congregational trip to Israel. It's been wonderful all evening long to hear the words of Israel's poets and composers, to hear our congregants' understanding and connection and relationship with Israel. I'm going to invite all of you to join with me on our screen in a prayer for Israel's well-being tonight. Together. O Heavenly One, protector and redeemer of Israel, bless the state of Israel, homeland of our heritage and site of our sacred stories. May it be a place where your vision of peace at last comes true. Guide its leaders with your good counsel, so they might see the humanity in every human being, the divine image in each person. May their decisions and actions reflect the high ideals of Israel's founding and the prophetic principles of liberty, justice, and peace that are its foundation. May the canopy of your peace shelter every inhabitant of the land, and the wings of your love shield them from senseless violence and baseless hatred. Establish peace in the land and fullness of joy for all who dwell there, and let us say, Amen.